I'm really excited about this morning because there's so much happened. I was only here since June, and there's so much happened since then. So I can only imagine what it was like to be here throughout the whole year. I know there's a lot of you that are new here this morning that I've only been here a couple of weeks. But so we thought it would be awesome to highlight some stuff that is that has happened over the past year. And when I was reflecting on this, like Kate did. By the way, I love the two things that I think will never change about the Vineyard is that we will always be extremely passionate about Jesus and coffee. And so it's very important to us that we have coffee and Jesus time in the morning. You'll probably hear a lot of leaders say that. But as I was looking back and as I was thinking about this past year and like, I've gone through a lot of transitions, and I've made a big move to come up here to Red Bluff. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, what were some of the highlights? And definitely one of the highlights was going to Disneyland. How many of y'all have been to Disneyland? Yep, like, did we get a slow clap there for Disneyland? Nice. I love it. Okay, for parents that take their kids to Disneyland and say they do it for the kids, they're lying. And it is for them, yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm not a parent yet, and I want to go to Disneyland all the time because it's just, it's magical, okay? It really is magical. And so I went down to the national conference with Linda, Luke, Dawn, and Andrea, and we lived right next door. And so we were like, okay, well, we got to go down to Disneyland. And so we went, and it was just, it was so, so, so cool. We went on all the rides, ate all the food, and it's just, you know, at the Vineyard, we like to party, right? And so this was us partying at Disneyland. It was just like one massive party as if we were kids, and like, it was just really, really good time. And then, do you guys know the downtown part of it, where all the restaurants are, and you can get drinks and food and go to the stores and stuff. So we decided we would go there. And, you know, it was interesting because we were with Luke, and going anywhere in public with Luke is interesting. So especially Disneyland. So, yeah, some of you know where this is going. So, yeah, we went there, and we were like, yeah, we were really hungry and thirsty, so we just went and got a couple of drinks and food, and it was like now nearly midnight, okay, and we were heading back to the train to take us back to Disneyland. And I don't know if you've seen the trains, but they've actually got a front section, like right at where the driver is, and they've got like a sweet couch area. And Luke was like, hey, Dom, let's go sit in the front and be super romantic. You know how romantic Luke is, right? So he was like, yeah, let's do it. And Dawn was like, okay. So as they're going towards the front of the thing, Dawn goes, you go, Wesley, and pushes me into the front of the cart with the train with Luke. And so we sit down, and that wasn't the awkward part. The awkward part was as we get in, there's another couple in there already. And so I'm sitting here with Luke, and we're sitting down there, and we're both on the couch, and it's sort of like, you know, when that elevator music is playing, and then it was like, hey, that was me. Luke was like, hey, what's up? Hey, you all know Jesus? And I was like, oh, no. So anyway, so we're sitting there, and then that was something. And then Luke thinks that he's going to drive the train. So he goes and sits in the driver's seat of the train. And he's like, okay, cool, I've got this, guys. And I've never seen such a scared look in my life as I did with the couple sitting there. They did not know what to do. This whole time, it's been like 5 minutes now, they haven't said one word. They haven't smiled. They haven't done anything. It's just super awkward. And then the door opens, and the driver comes in, and she has a stare-off with Luke. And it's just like, you know, in those movies where, like, the other person staring, and then who goes first, and then she's like, can you move, please? And he's like, no, I'm going to be driving tonight. and then she was like, I don't think so. So I was like, I need you to move, please. And he's like, fine. So he gets up and moves. What was really sad is that if those people did not know Jesus, it's going to take a hell of a lot to get them to know Jesus after that experience. Because if all they know of Christians is what they saw, pray, okay. So, anyways, let's pray. Jesus, I just ask that you use me this morning, that you speak to everyone here, that you touch their hearts, that the words that you have given me, that they will be given to people here this morning, and we just ask for a sense of your love and your presence right now as we go into this time with you. Amen. All right, so this morning we're going to be doing a review of 2017. And what's actually really cool about this is that it's actually pretty sacred. It's a pretty sacred, I know it's like all laughs and haha, but being sacred, you can laugh. But if you look back throughout the Bible, we see the people of God putting aside time every year to remember all that God had done. Whether it was the Israelites with the Passover and them remembering the way in which God liberated them and freed them from slavery in Egypt, or whether it's the disciples taking communion, breaking bread, drinking wine together, and remembering all that Jesus had done, it's actually extremely biblical, and God asks us to do it throughout the Bible. And so if we're the church now, we're part of that rich history. You know, sometimes we forget that our lineage goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, right? And so we're part of the story where it's actually something really rich and tangible when we actually look back on the year at all that God has done. And I think that what we do when we do that is that we bring joy into the world as a community. Because what happens throughout the year is that we experience everything. We experience the highs, we experience the lows. We experience the ups, downs, losses, tragedies, the miracles. But through all of that comes joy. And that's the miracle of being part of God's story, is that through all of that, there's actually joy to be remembered. And what happens is when we gather as a community and remember all that God has done for us, there's joy that's being birthed, right? That's infectious and tangible. And so as we move into this morning, we want to do that. We want to remember. We want to look back. Because when we look back, it's actually going to propel us forward into the future. And I think for us as a community, specifically here in Red Bluff, what we've seen happen is amazing. We've seen miracles happen, physical miracles, emotional healing miracles. I had a guy who was trying to get a hold of me, and I just completely forgot to get back to him. But he was so determined to let me know about the miracle that God performed in his life that he stormed into the office, and he was like, I've got to let you know this. God healed me of cancer last Sunday. Yep. Yeah. And amen, right? And so we've seen miracles happen, dozens upon dozens upon dozens of new people coming to know Jesus. We've seen new friendships formed and old ones reconciled. We've seen God bring healing to people who had gone astray, where he left the 99 to go after the one. He's provided a soundboard because we love worship here at the Vineyard, and having a good soundboard is actually pretty important. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it is. And he provided us with one. It was one of the first things that he did. What else? He renovated new space for the newcomers and the youth. We opened up this whole space so we could welcome people better, so that they could flow in and feel welcomed. Our building has been used for social justice, where people have been able to come and be educated on things happening in the community about human trafficking, violence, abuse, all of that God has used here. He's used this building for his kingdom. We've used it as a vigil for tragedies, funerals for losses, and the list goes on and on and on. But the neat thing about this and our mission is that at the center of our mission is Jesus. And when we make him known and we come to know him, or we know him and come to make him known, we're putting Jesus at the center. That's effectively what we're doing. We can have all the knowledge or the practice or the skills in the world, but if we don't have Jesus at the center, nothing matters, right? And so we can fumble, we can get it wrong, but I want to get it wrong with Jesus at the center. And so when I was praying about this, I felt like God gave me a scripture, and it's actually from Psalm 66. And it says, "Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles he performs for people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and his people went across on foot. There we rejoiced in him." And this, for me, is an amazing passage of scripture that encapsulates God's might, the fact that he performs miracles for his people, that he sets a path before us, that we walk across it, and that we get to rejoice in him. And so this is a scripture that I think encapsulates a theme for us as a community, as a family, as God's people, as we go into the new year. With that being said, one of the distinctives here at the Vineyard, as I've mentioned before, is that we like to have fun. And so I thought it would be awesome to think about that. I thought it would be awesome to think about Love Red Bluff. I think it would be awesome to talk about baptisms, community, and so, so, so much more. But this year, specifically with baptisms, firstly, we believe that baptism is a really important step in your walk with Jesus. It signifies you dying to old life, rising to new life. And so this year, we made baptisms available twice this year. And through both those services, we had 32 people baptized. We can give a round of applause for that. One of the awesome things is and we got a sweet new baptism tub. But one of the awesome things, I think one of my favorite things about baptisms is gathering together as a community and seeing the joy in people's face, because there's nothing like seeing a person come to receive new life. And we did that. I mean, this picture sort of just perfectly captures it, right? That's what we want to see. We want to see people's lives transformed. We want people all in Red Bluff to come to know what she is going through right now. We want people's lives to be transformed. And we saw that this year. We saw 32 people get baptized and their lives never being the same again. Not to mention all the people that decided to not only follow Jesus for the first time, but rededicate their lives to Jesus, to say, "I want to follow you again, Jesus. I want to make you the priority of my life." And that's where the transformation happens. And I think we will always have that. Whether we have two people getting baptized, or 100, or 30, or whatever, we always want to make baptisms available throughout the year. Other things that happened, which I think are nearly just as important, is we had a ton of fun. We like to party here at the Vineyard. We like to get down, we like to dance, we like to boogie, we like to have a jawl, which every single time I've come up here, I have imparted wisdom with you guys and helped expand your vocabulary by telling you South African slangs and sayings. Last time it was how's it, this time it is jawl. Jawl is spelled J-O-G-J-O-L, and it means have a good time. We have a good time, and I like to think we have a good time here at the Vineyard. It's part of our way of following Jesus. Jesus's first miracle was turning water into wine, and he did that towards the end of the night. I don't know if you know this. So most people were probably a little bit on the edge already, and Jesus's move was to give them more wine. So we are following in Jesus's footsteps. Okay. Amen. Okay. So one of the ways is we had bowling. We had a really fun time bowling, dressed up in green, sweet hairstyle, Heather, and we just, I wasn't there, but it just looked like a lot of fun. We had an 80s prom. You know, the other reason that we have these events is because it's another way in which we make Jesus known. And you'll be like, well, how does dressing up in the 80s outfit make Jesus known, Wesley? Well, I'm about to tell you. Okay, so I was up in Reading, and I was going to a secondhand store there, and I walk in, and I'm like, hey, I need a sweet outfit. And I got one, by the way, and it's amazing. I got leggings, and I wear them at home all the time because they're the most comfortable things in the world, and I highly recommend them, even to all you men, okay? So, I was in the store, and I was like, I went to the counter, and I was like, hey, as I walked in, I was like, hey, can I get a costume or whatever? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then this lady who was in the store actually came up to me and she was like, hey, are you going to the Red Bluff Vineyard thing, the 80s prom or whatever? And I was like, yeah. So just because she had been around, she got to know about the party we were having, the 80s prom, and she ended up coming. And she got to experience an 80s prom and be part of a community that loves Jesus. And so for me, it was just like, well, how many ways does Jesus want to make himself known? I don't know. Unlimited. Millions of ways, right? We have no idea about the amount of ways in which Jesus wants to make himself known. We just want to be obedient in following him and have a good time doing it, right? But there's so many different ways that he does that. And so we just had we had an amazing time at the 80s, at the 80s dance prom. We also had a sweet, sweet Christmas Eve, Christmas party, not Christmas Eve party. And that was really, really interesting. We got, I don't have it, but we got trees and we got cream all over faces. But it was just, it was a really, really, really fun time. And then moving on, oh yeah, before I forget, we had church on the beach. For those of you who went camping with us in the summer, we went down to Lake Siskiyou, and we had church on the beach. We were like, well, Jesus had church on the beach, so will we. When I tell you that we're following Jesus in his footsteps, I'm being very literal, okay? This is no joke. And it was an amazing time. I mean, just being surrounded in nature with a community of people praising Jesus was just really, really awesome. And that was like my first introduction to everyone. And it was just like a really, really good time. One of my favorite things that we've started this year is our Love Red Bluff initiative. And this has taken form in a number of ways. But, you know, when you're, as a community, as a church, we want to reach the larger community of Red Bluff. You'll hear us talk all the time about that, and that's because we're serious about it. We want people's lives to be transformed. We want them to encounter God's love and never be the same again. And again, when we were sitting down and thinking about this, we were like, oh, what is it that God is wanting us to do? And we just all got the sense of going, God wants us to love Red Bluff. God wants us to love Red Bluff well. And what that looks like will vary, but we sort of went, did you guys know that there's 53 nonprofits in this area? And we were like, well, God's doing so much with all these nonprofits that are already doing so much good in the community. Why don't we partner with them? And why don't we help bring life to these areas that God's already doing work in? And so we said, okay, God, what is it that you've got planned? And oh my gosh, did he have a lot. He had so much. He was like, here you go. And we were like, okay, take it back. Just hold on a little bit. But it ended up being amazing. One of the major ones was the chili cook-off. We had nearly 20 volunteers go to a chili cook-off, and they made chili and volunteered at the event and had an amazing time doing it. I saw on Instagram. It just looked like a ton of fun. And then we won $500 for our chili, right? Which just went right back into the Love Red Bluff fund. And it was awesome. Then We also had a food giveaway where we partnered with a nonprofit and we helped them give food in Corning to people who really needed it. And it was an amazing time. We had nearly 10 people from the church go and give their whole, nearly their whole day to this. And we actually, I think we ran out of food. But I was speaking to Jennifer, who's the lady in the white. She's somewhere in here, and she would love to talk to you afterwards. She's told me that they fed over 1,000 people, right? And that was just saying yes to God, like, yes, this is what we're going to, this is what we're going to partner with. We did a Cuts for Kids event where kids were going back to school in the fall, and they got free haircuts and other goodies for school and other resources. And we had a bunch of the people from the church go and volunteer, mop. I was not allowed near the clippers, but I was ready and willing to volunteer if they needed me to cut hair. But they gave me the mop instead, which was probably wise. And it was just amazing to see so many kids come through that needed stuff for school and get it for free. And then from the big events to the small events, some of our core group went down to the community markets, and we helped this guy pitch up his thing and was just there for him. He wasn't able to do it, so we said, hey, we would love to come and help you. And he's part of this Tehama Together. And it's another guy in the community just wanting to love Red Bluff and bring Red Bluff flourishing to Red Bluff. Then another really amazing thing that happened through a tragedy was that our, and this was like probably one of my favorite things, was the way that us as a community gathered together around the tragedy in Rancho. And it was just incredible to see how many people just came together in that time where people needed, where people needed community, and our community responded like that. This is only like a quarter of the food that we got, and we delivered to first responders. We also got 200 teddy bears within like a couple of days. We actually had to tell people no, because there were so many, and we gave those to the kids at the school in Rancho. And we also held a vigil here, a prayer vigil, and where we gathered together as a community. And that there were news stations here, guys. And so the ways in which Jesus is making himself known is through these type of things, where we just gather together as a community, and where we just allow him to be the center of it through tragedy. We also had, we decided to be very intentional about making this building available for free for nonprofits in the area. And so we, our building was used a ton of times for nonprofits like Alternatives to Violence and CSEC, where they came in and they actually held a sort of like training sessions where they would equip people in the community to be aware of human trafficking. We have got a huge problem with human trafficking in the area in Tehama, and so we want to be part of what God is doing to bring that to an end, to bring justice to that. And so this is one of the ways in which we're doing that. We're making our building available for that to happen. There's nowhere else in the community that is allowing places their place to be rent out for free, and we want to do that because we feel this strongly about it. One of my favorite things was community. We had so many different community events happen. We had Night of Worships. We went to two services over Easter, which I was not part of, and I'm thankful for. But just so you guys know, we will be moving to a third service at some point. Because it's just, I mean, on Christmas Eve, we had over 600 people. Yeah. I need some water, sorry. How are you guys doing? You guys doing good? Does anyone else need water? So good. We don't have water in Africa, so. Okay, so we had an amazing Christmas Eve service. We had over 300 people be part of core groups, and lives changed in core groups. One of my favorite stories was this one core group we were going through, John 3:16, and it's when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and it's one of my favorite scriptures, but in that scripture verse, we see Jesus sort of giving up that he knows that he's going to die, that he's come to earth, and that he knows that he's going to be hung on a cross. And one of the girls in our core group didn't know that. And for the first time, she realized that Jesus came and he knew that he was going to die for us. And it impacted her so much that tears just started streaming down her face. And she just couldn't get over the fact that Jesus knew that he was going to die. And in that moment, I was so jealous because I was like, I can't believe, I wish I could react like that every time. I want to react like that every time. I don't care how long I've been following Jesus. I never want to be numb to the fact of what he's done for us and what he's done for me. And he was like, I pray and I pray. And I pray this for all of us, that we will constantly be vulnerable to the Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit will move in our hearts, so that we will be people of compassion, realizing what Jesus has done for us. Because if we lose that, then I don't know, man, then what's the point? And I always want to be a community that is compassionate towards others because we see the compassion Jesus has for us. And so that was one of my, I will never forget that. And then I was like, well, I don't want that to just be a memory. I want to see that happen all the time. I want to be part of a community that comes, that introduces Jesus to people so that they have the same reaction. I want to have that reaction. I want people to see my heart for Jesus. I want people to see my heart for Jesus so that they will know Jesus. I want my heart to be soft for Jesus. So core groups are good. Yep. It was awesome. And that's just like, that's just a summary. I made like a 2-page list of everything that all I could remember. I asked a couple of other people and I tried to see what they could remember, but this is just like, this was the main stuff that I could remember. But just to list some other stuff that God did is, if I could get there, sorry. New soundboard, made new space in lobby for guests, renovated the youth and newcomers room, have a thriving and growing kids and youth ministry, purchase curriculum for kids and youth ministry, a growing system of teams. Guys, do you know how many teams we have? Right? Each week we're like, okay, wait, we've got to check how many teams we have because our teams just keep growing and growing and growing. We've got a hosting team, we've got a connect team, we've got a welcoming team, we've got a kids ministry and youth team, we've got a coffee team, we've got a kitchen team, we've got a pastoral care team, we've got a sound booth and slides team. What am I forgetting? Worship team, security team, usher team, check. So sorry. That handsome guy in the video with the American flag in the background is Jack, and he's amazing. He's standing over there looking really good looking right now. Let's give him a round of applause. But seriously, sign up for the usher team. It's an amazing team, and Jack would love you. So he'll buy you dinner, steak. That's what he told me. Sorry, McDonald's. And then we also hired a new pastor from Australia with a speech impediment. That's a bit of an inside joke. If you're new here, someone told me that they thought I had a speech impediment, and that they only found out later that I was from South Africa. And then most people just tell me I'm from Australia, so I've just accepted it now. But going into 2018, I was like, man, I don't want us to go back and think 2017 was the year, because that's not what God wants. God's just given us a taste. He's just given us a foretaste in what he's doing in this community. He's sort of gone, okay, cool, this is what I've given you. And he's seen our faithfulness, and he's like, okay, cool. But this isn't the time where we go, okay, God, do your will. I'm not a big fan of going, okay, God, if it's your will, be done. If it's your will, not mine. If it's yours, if yours be done, not mine. No, God wants us to press in and ask him. He wants us to go to him and say, we want more. And he's going to go, okay. It's not just this thing where he's like putting, it's a relationship, right? You see that in the Old Testament. Man, Moses would fight with God. He would argue with God, right? I'm not saying argue with God, but I'm saying God can handle it, okay? God's not fragile. He can handle it. So let's expect more from God. Like, we didn't do this. God did everything this past year. We were just there participating. We were just saying, hey, God, what do you want to do? And he was like, okay, cool, let's do this. And we go, okay, now what? Okay, now what? Okay, right? And when we remember, we see the big picture, but we don't stay here. We move forward, right? We move forward. And so we want to move forward into the new year expecting more from God as a community. I want to do a sermon at the end of year going, oh my gosh, no more, right? And I want God to say, watch out, okay? I've got a sweet ending, so hold on, okay? I wrote it down and everything, so just strap the boots, okay? Is that a saying? It is, okay, good. If it wasn't, it is now, okay? I'll trademark that. In 2018, we're going to go into it remembering all that God has done, but constantly looking forward to what he is going to do. We're going to be thankful for all that he's given us, and we're going to continue to faithfully follow him into uncharted terrains. We're not going to hold on and maintain. We're going to seek first his kingdom and expect more. We're going to continue to be patient and present to what he wants, whilst not stopping our mission to know him and make him known. We're going to continue to align our story with God's, and we're going to do that together with Jesus at the center. Why don't you all stand with me this morning? I just really get the sense that the Holy Spirit is just saying that he's releasing us. He's releasing us into the new year to not hold back, but to push in more. To not maintain, but to grow. To not curve the difficulties that are going to come with growth and multiplying. That we lean into it. Because when we lean into those hard times, that's when we grow. We're not going to try to escape the hard times, but we're going to go through them with God. We're going to go through them with Jesus. And so I really feel the Holy Spirit is just saying to each one of us right now that it's okay to release and let go what we need to follow him. Because we've dedicated our lives to him. We've said, Jesus, all of our lives, not some of it. And we want to sacrifice everything for him. And so if that happens, it means there are going to be trials. There are going to be tribulations. But the point is that we've already secured our salvation and eternity with Jesus. And he's got work for us to do here. His kingdom is breaking in here. He's given us a little foretaste this past year, individually and as a community. And so right now, I just pray, Holy Spirit, come. I say, Holy Spirit, come, I ask that you move over everyone's heart right now, that you release what needs to be released from them so that they can move forward into the new year expecting more from you. That whatever is holding them back, whatever is holding us back, that we say, okay, we put that away and we say we give everything to you, Jesus. And so I really get the sense that the Spirit is wanting to touch people right now. And so I pray, if you're feeling like that, I just pray that you receive that right now, because If there's one thing that we've learned is that God is kind, God is gracious, God is generous, God is loving. Of everything that happens, we just see his goodness prevail. And so I just ask, Jesus, that your goodness become fruitful in our lives, that we see and press into your goodness, that that becomes our theme in our lives. And so I just pray that your Holy Spirit come right now, that everyone here goes out into the community, out into the new year, being empowered by you. We are empowered beings. Jesus, you are good. We just pray this in your freaking awesome, beautiful name. Amen.